All right, Rabbi Yaakov Menken is with us. He's got a fancy new title, Vice President of the, what is it now, Rabbi? I get, you got a big new title now.
Executive Vice President.
EVP.
I mean, like EVP. It means I run the show, supposedly.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken running the show for the... for his organization that he's been with forever.
Coalition for Jewish Values.
CJV. Coalition for Jewish Values. That's right. All right, Rabbi. So Israel just opened its borders for the Palestinians. Tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, it's really, this is something you and readers probably don't know. Brigadier General Amir Avivi of Israel said, you know, a year ago, in January and February of 2024, since the Israelis were not bringing in fuel to Hamas, they said, you know, we'll provide fuel and food and everything else after the war is over, but we got to eliminate these people and we got to free the hostages. The Hamas was so desperate, this is a year ago, that they were willing to trade hostages for fuel. So think about the hostages that are going home now to Israel now, and the reason why they didn't go home a year ago, is because the Biden administration pressured Israel to bring fuel into Gaza while the war was still going on. That is why we are still where we were then, putting to rest this nonsense about Israel being genocidal, which, of course, there was, you know, they were accusing Israel of genocide 20 years ago, but never mind. You know, this whole, as if it was a population boom, as Israel did everything possible for the best humanitarian cause to release the hostages and go from there and then rebuild, oh, no. The Israelis are the only army in the world that's not allowed to win a war. And that's what happened.
So what happens now?
Well, now you've got a different sheriff in town. You know, the Biden administration is now no longer in power. Mm-hmm. And the fellow who is in power said Hamas has to be eradicated and Israel's got to get it done. So anything that you're seeing, anything that the Israelis are allowing to happen for humanitarian purposes, certainly the borders, that takes Trump pressure. One thing about Palestinians that you understand, the Arabs don't want them. The Egyptians don't want them in their country. In fact, Jordan fought a whole civil war with the Palestinian, quote-unquote, terror organizations to boot them out of Jordan. And tens of thousands of people died. Nobody talks about that. Nobody accuses Jordan of genocide, but they fought an entire civil war on that just to get a situation where there were none of these Hamas terrorists or their predecessors in town. And that's, so the question is, we'll see what's going to be because Hamas is already breaking the deal. They never keep a deal. They never keep an agreement. They are tormenting and torturing the Israeli mothers to the very end. But it remains to be seen what will happen.
So let me ask you something. So if I'm a Palestinian refugee, if I'm in Palestine, and I just want to go to Israel, what happens? Do I take my family over the border? Like what do I do?
At this point, there's no way a Palestinian is going to Israel to live. You know, for long term, because the problem with the quote unquote Palestinian Arab families, these so-called innocent civilians, they participated in the murders, they participated in the cheering, they participated in the desecration of the bodies. All of this, they're all sadly, overwhelmingly on the side of Hamas. So if they are seeking genocide against the Jews, allowing them into the only Jewish majority state in the world is probably a really bad idea.
Well, then why would they do that? Why would they have an open border invite?
Why are the Israelis doing that? Because they have to show themselves to be more humanitarian than every other army in the world. Nobody else works that way. Nobody else ever did that. This whole idea of a formula where the winning army gives up land to get peace, only the Israelis have ever done that in world history. You know?
Right.
The Americans never intended to take over Germany. But guess what? Russia never gave up half of Germany. The Germans had to decide to tear down that wall.
Right.
Remember?
Yep.
You know, that's just not the way the world works. But the Israelis are expected to operate by a totally different standard than everybody else. And they're still called genocidal, racist, barbaric after they do it.
I want you to comment, Rabbi Yaakov Menken with us. Rabbi Menken is Executive Vice President, Coalition for Jewish Values. I want you to comment on the findings of UNRWA, which is the United Nations humanitarian arm. Hostages from Israel that got released last week said that UNRWA, that their humanitarian camps were being utilized to hold hostages and torment them, torture them, and that UNRWA knew about it. They also said that the money that the UN was sending into the Gaza Strip in order to, for humanitarian purposes, to help those suffering, was stolen by Hamas, and they turned it into and they turned it into terrorist camps in order to house hostages. And a lot of people thought, well, UNRWA knew about that, and so they were complicit in the whole thing. What is your reaction to that? Comment on it.
The United Nations has its very own terror organization. In the same way that the Iranians sponsor Hamas, the UN sponsors UNRWA. All of UNRWA is irredeemably compromised. You think the idea that there was such a thing as an innocent worker for UNRWA? Absolutely not. For decades, these people have been teaching martyrdom and terror in the classroom. That's what an UNRWA school is. And now they found that UNRWA was providing aid to Hamas. It was employing Hamas members. It was providing internet connectivity to Hamas. And, yes, it's Hamas camp. Not only did they find Hamas schools being used to hold weaponry and rockets. That's a great thing. Go educate your kindergarten kid right next to a live rocket. That's a smart idea. But not only did that happen under UNRWA auspices, but, yeah, they were holding hostages in these supposed humanitarian camps. There's really no better argument, as a lot of Americans are fed up with the UN being sponsored by the United States and being hosted in prime real estate in New York. It's time for that organization to find a hospitable home in a country like, oh, I don't know, North Korea.
Oh, my goodness. I just, you give this money to the UN, then you find out that UNRWA is using the money to give them a humanitarian camp of which Hamas then houses hostages and terrorizes them. I just, and this isn't like some, you know, right-wing papers said it. No, these were Israeli released hostages that they were being held hostages in an UNRWA humanitarian camp paid for by the United States and others. Mostly us. I mean, I don't even know why are we even a part of this organization?
The UN did one good thing. They said, okay, we're going to recognize that the British plan, we're going to have a state of Israel. We're going to allow Jews to have a country, a majority Jewish country, as a refuge so that there should never be another Holocaust, because everybody seems to hate the Jews. Let's do that. Let's go ahead and create that. That is the one UN decision that the Arab world cannot conscience. Everything else since then, the UN has done, has been against our interests, but never mind. You know, I don't just mean Jewish interests. I mean against American interests.
Well, yeah, U.S. interests. I mean, it's just a crap hole in there. It's a cesspool. I remember Mayor Ed Koch in New York City when I was there saying he wanted them out of New York. He told them to move to Brussels or something. And he said, I'm going to, well, the day the ships come and take all their stuff out, I am going to go to the dock and I am going to wave goodbye with an infamous New Jersey salute. That was in the words of former mayor of New York, Ed Koch, who I became a tremendous fan of there over time as a younger man. But, you know, what other thing people forget about history is that when after the Second World War, when Israel was coming into play, when it was being formulated, that Joseph Stalin at the USSR had said, no, I'm going to give you this huge swath of land here in the Ukraine. Come here. Right. Make this the mini Israel within the USSR. And I guess that got rejected. The communist dictator wanted Israel inside of the USSR.
Yeah, under his control. That worked great for the Jews in Siberia, tell me.
That really worked great. Unbelievable.
You know, but you do know that the KGB educated Arafat in this whole Palestinian lie. This idea that a Palestinian is uniquely an Arab is racist nonsense. For 2,000 years, a Palestinian meant a Jew. Because the only people who wanted to move to Palestine and live in Palestine, today, Israel's the only country that people move to in order to take a reduction in their standard of living, in order to lose money. Most countries, when people move from country to country, it's because they're getting a better job, they're getting a better life, they want to make more money, they want to have more peace and vacation, whatever it is. Israel, people move there knowing they're going to lose money and have a lower standard of living because it's the Holy Land. That's why. And the Jews are the only ones who want to move there when it's terrible. So that's why a Jew meant a Palestinian.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken, want to thank you for being with us, as always, sharing your insight. He is the executive vice president of the Coalition of Jewish Values. Rabbi, people want to follow you. Where do they go?
So Coalition for Jewish Values is CJ Values and CJValues.org, CJ Values Social Media. I am Y Menken, Yaakov Menken, Y Menken on your favorite social media, and YaakovMenken.com. So, yeah, that's where to find me. And thank you so much, as always, for having me.
Hey, I'm going to see you in a couple of weeks at CPAC, right, in the People's Republic of Maryland. I'll see you there.
Yes, sir.
You've been coming on my show there for 14 years.
That was our first introduction. That was
right.
It.
13
years
ago.
It was thanks to CPAC that I'm on your station.
I know, right? Be coming on 13 years. And you know what? You look better than ever. You must be taking collagen from Native Path. Go to nativepath.com/collagen. You too can look as good as me and Rabbi Menken. All you got to do is go to getnativepath.com/Godzilla. getnativepath.com/Godzilla. It's $1 a day. You're going to look great. Rabbi, thank you. John
Frederick's
Media Network.
You're going to look as good as me. You got to grow a beard like mine. Let's do that, John.